going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, Doug is in jolly old London having fish and chips and a cold brew, and I'm slaving over a hot microphone. Frank Dentisi in here over the last hour. We did a bunch of stuff. We got a giant Memorial Day two-day sale starting next weekend. Frank will be here in an hour to tell you about that. We took care of some business there. But one of my favorites is here right now, Steve Rapaski, Meadow Sweet Apiaries, Bee Control of Pittsburgh. If you're dealing with any of those things that sting, you need a helping hand, you can call us at 866-391-1020, or you can reach him directly and his staff at 412-765-0335. So you had said something briefly, and then Doug said something briefly, and as I'm all in and all ears, I said, you got to tell me about what's going on in Kenyon. We're going to do that in a moment. But right now, if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you'll win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles. So amazing. 2018, a group of beekeepers and educators, and now you got a 501c, Bee in Kenya, as in B-E-E. Good morning, Steve. Tell me about it.
Morning, Rob. Yes, it's an exciting time for many of us have kind of found this group, I guess, that we've all have a very similar love for Kenya. And it actually started long before 2018. An individual by the name of Marianne Fraser, who was an extension specialist with Penn State, was doing some research over there on honeybees. And she would come back and tell us all these stories about how great Kenya was and the people were fabulous. And we always said, yeah, you got to take us over next time, you know, and that went on for years. And about the year before she retired, she finally caved and said, hey, yeah, let's take a group of you guys to Kenya. So about 15 of us went back in 2018. It was a mix of beekeepers and educators from across the United States, people that she's reached out and touched over the years. And it was life-changing on a number of levels, just from an environmental standpoint, to see essentially a third world country and how they have nothing, but they have everything. And starting in 2018, that changed. And here we are working on forming our 501c3 now. We're getting the paperwork together, and it's in the hands of the IRS, so to speak. And boy, the stories we're going to tell today, because it just really changed how we view life, how we view people, and how we view the honeybee that we all so much love.
You know, one of the things that we take for granted here in Western Pennsylvania, because we are the city of three rivers, is water. And water is such an essential tool to not just live and exist, but to actually continue to be future citizenships and generations. Because without water, you have nothing. You can grow food with it. You need it to nurture yourself as far as the H2O is concerned, the electrolytes and all the things that come with it, you know, as far as taking care of your hygiene. And there are some places that water is everything.
Water is life.
Right.
Absolutely. And that is Kenya. You know, Kenya doesn't have the four seasons that we have. They have a rainy season and a dry season. And that's kind of what started this whole journey for us, for Bee in Kenya. And back in 2018, we stopped and visited a little village called Ukasi in eastern central Kenya. And it was a school that we stopped at to just visit and see, you know, we're experiencing Kenya. This is life. We weren't tourists, so to speak. We were involving ourselves and immersing ourselves. And upon leaving that school, we had almost 50 kids ages 4 to 8 years old, 10 years old, following us yelling, water, water, water. They wanted the water that we had because they literally had no water there. And it kind of touched us. And we weren't done with our trip that year. And we had to go down to the coast. And just so happened that we kind of had not bad planning, but some poor management on the hotel side of things, and they lost our reservations, and we ended up essentially camping out in the hotel. But they refunded us a nice sum of money, and we decided on the way home on the plane that we're going to do something for that school. And it turned out that they had a well drilled, but the contractor that drilled the well ran off with the rest of the money and failed to complete it. So we used the money that we had to purchase a pump and a cistern to pump that water into. And that's what started being Kenya. The following year, we purchased several more tanks to gather rainwater. We put rain collection gutters on their school buildings. And that project has now grown to easily half a dozen other projects out there. And it all started with just water.
I got to tell you what piqued my interest about this whole topic. And by the way, we'll still take your bee-related questions. Anything on your mind, you can call us at 866-391-1020. Maybe you've been to this part of the world. You want to share some thoughts, feel free to call us 866-391-1020. Doing something a little bit different today. What really first piqued my interest, and right away, there are those little springboards to variety that take you back in time. Always been a fan of athletics, but I grew up watching ABC's Wide World of Sports. Sure. Long before 24-hour cable sports channels and all the bells and whistles we have with our smartphone and scrolling and social media. And there was a runner by the name of Kip Keno, who was from Kenya, who was this incredible marathon runner and very old school, you know, the 32-millimeter, the camera, the footage. They went there, Jim McKay, and kind of watched him in his day-to-day training and a little bit about the land, the people, and who they were, and how they would run without one thing that a lot of athletes get paid a lot of money, and that's shoes. Right. And I never could figure out, and I found out about the lack of water and what have you, but it just seemed as though the people, and this is 50 years ago, were so genuine in the little things that made the difference. And why were they running? No other reason than to get Kenya noticed worldwide and be able to help the people of that part of the world. So they're very spiritual people, but they love helping each other and they love promoting that part of the world.
And they're very in tune with the environment as well. So it's funny that you mentioned the runners, because we visited Mount Kenya, where a lot of those Kenyan runners train, and it's high altitude. And we were there to visit the beekeepers and whatnot. And just south of there, we stayed with a Maasai village group, and we did a 3-day hike in nature out in the bush. And we all were laughing because the Maasai warriors are very tall, very lanky, very muscular in terms of, and here we are, a bunch of Americans decked out in high-end hiking boots and gear, and they are just kicking our butts. I mean, they were going, and they were walking up these hills with sandals that they actually made out of recycled tread of tires. So they would cut the tires up, use that as their sandals, and they would outrun the fastest cheetah out there. I mean, we were just laughing because we're, you know, out of shape Americans.
How do they deal with the elements, and especially the wildlife, the Mighty Five? How do they deal with that?
You know, it's all, and this was kind of where we've gone with being Kenya, so to speak, is it's back to nature, being in tune with nature and understanding that it all comes back in some form, right? And with them, it is being in tune, understanding animal behavior, understanding what those animals are telling you, what nature is telling you. When we went on this hike, they stopped, and I felt like goats along a trail. We stopped and ate everything. I mean, every berry, every leaf, this will kill you, this won't kill you. If you eat this, that'll kill you. This is what you eat to not kill you. And it was a really, every trip, we've been there 5 years now, five times. And every trip, it's something new, from the people to tying it into the being sustainable. It's a farming practice, not only just with honeybees, but how do they raise their own fruits and vegetables to feed themselves?
So it is civilization to them, but to you and I, it's, as they say, out in the bush, if
yeah,
you will.
Absolutely.
How is it that they haven't been touched by civilization, or they haven't gobbled up that real estate?
It's that root to their culture, right? They hold on deeply and tightly to their culture.
Right.
And they don't, I mean, yes, they all have cell phones, you know, they have contact, but they have everything in focus. And they understand that their life, their ability to continue with their culture is being tied back to nature, taking in the new world ways of methane digesters and sustainable farming practices and what you grow when, but it's maintaining that grip on their culture and their pride and love for the culture that allows them to keep that modern pressure off, so to speak.
Only because I'm curious about that part of the world as I am about history. We're going to continue to talk about what they're doing with Bee in Kenya, as in BEE, but he's also taking calls on anything that you want to share. If you want to do a travelogue, if you've actually been there, I'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. So do they hunt?
No.
How do they eat?
No, so they are much vegetarian-ish.
That's what I kind of figured.
But they also raise a lot of chickens, a lot of goats. Goats and sheep are their wealth. That's their money, especially in the villages. I mean, obviously, you know, when you get to Nairobi, the cities, it's modern currency. But when you get down to the villages, they're trading things. They're exchanging workmanship and things along those lines. So very much, you know, we spent a lot of time with the Maasai warriors and, you know, the old cultural ways. Drinking blood is where they get their protein. You know, they do not kill animals. There's too much love and respect for nature. However, the chickens and everything that they utilize, you know, not day to day, but special occasions and things like that. But they are very in tune, which kind of really makes us look at things differently here in the United States.
No doubt. We're going to also let you know maybe how you can help out their cause and what they're doing as well. But we do have a call. Cindy, Allison Park, we'll get to her on the other side. Steve Rapaski is here today from Bee Control and Meadow Suite Apiaries. If you want to reach him at Bee Control, 412-765-0335. You want to talk to him here, 866-391-1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning. Stay with us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. How can people, real quick, Steve Rapowski, find out more about Be in Kenya, as in BEE? How can they find out more?
Yeah. So we're even after 5 years, we're still in the development stages. Of course, Be in Kenya stands for Beekeepers and Educators Engaged in Kenya. We're working on our 501c3. Eventually, there'll be a website and Facebook page and everything out there, and we'll certainly get that information out there. It'll be tied to my MeadowSweet Apiaries website, my Bee Control website. You know, anywhere we can get that information out there. We're cruising along fast, but
so I do this other show, which I do a lot of shows, but AAA is Talking Travel.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot about these safaris, obviously photography now, not hunting.
Absolutely.
People go, and I had a friend who just sent me a bunch of video from Florida who had been on one in recent months. And, you know, the Mighty Five, the leopards, the hippopotamus, the lion, the elephant. You got to believe, and I'm sure you've seen it firsthand, once you visit a place like Kenya, you realize how insignificant you are as a human being.
Absolutely. I remember this, I think it was the first or second year we were there, we had our bus breakdown in the middle of the bush. And the people, that the Kenyans that were with us, were actually afraid for us because we were walking down the road as the bus was being pushed and hauled and whatever, and they came across elephant tracks, and they made us all get real close together. They're like, this is dangerous. We're like, it's just an elephant. But yeah, it's real over there. And you asked earlier in the previous segment about how they get along with wildlife and stuff like that. They're very in tune with things. The farmers over there have a major issue with elephants and crop damage, much like we do with deer in our gardens here. Their problem is an elephant. So we are working with other organizations and other farmers to create bee fences that will keep out elephants. So there's the Bee and Elephant Project that people can look up that has shown research that bees, or the elephants, are afraid of bees. So they create these fences of beehives, and as the elephants come in to raid the crops, it kind of shakes the hives and gets the bees riled up, and they could actually hear the bees, the elephants hear the bees, and they hightail it out of the country. But elephants are a major, major issue for farmers over there.
So that's two things I have. One thing I have in common with elephants. I don't like to destroy crops, but sometimes a bee's nest can put the fear of God in you, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, here's Cindy Allison Park for Steve Rapowski, Bee Control and MeadowSweet Apiaries, in for Doug Oster on the Organic Gardeners. Go ahead, Cindy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Steve, I have a question. My daughter just became a beekeeper as of Friday. She just got her bees. What is the best advice you would give to her? And also, do you treat for mice?
Get out while you can now. Stop spending the money. Beekeeping is a very expensive, and congratulations to her. It's fun. It's an exciting adventure for sure. As I always tell folks, it's a long, steep learning curve. And as long as you have an excitement going into your bees every day, it's going to cost you money for sure, but it's going to give you some heartache, and it's going to give you some backaches and headaches and all that good stuff. But beekeeping is an awesome adventure. It's not for everybody, but it's certainly something that if you have an interest in doing, do it. It's awesome. As far as treating for mites, yes. I mean, mites are one of those things in the beekeeping world that are akin to the pests that we deal with in our gardens. You know, there's the good bugs and bad bugs, as Jess used to say, and mites are one of those bad bugs that carry lots of different viruses and diseases, and if not managed, they can cause disruption to that colony, especially later in the fall and the winter. So what I would recommend to her is, there's a couple of good documents out there. One is the Honeybee Health Coalition that she could look up online. There's a huge document with all kind of great advice. She needs to join a local bee association, depending on where she is. There's a number of them in the area. But definitely, she's off to a long, steep learning curve, and an adventure awaits for sure.
And she's in Shaler, so where would be
Yeah, there's a couple good local clubs around. Up in Shaler, Country Barn Farm is one. I think he still has a monthly meeting. I have a monthly meeting up in Sewickley at Fern Hollow Nature Center. They are a very gracious group up there that we have lots of great experienced beekeepers that show up. There's a couple others down in Washington in Fayette and Green. But in Shaler, she's got a number of different places. So if she gets on the Pennsylvania State Beekeepers website, there's a number of listed organizations there that she could kind of contact and reach out to.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I guess I should also throw out, if you're a beekeeper or you're thinking about becoming a beekeeper and you want to talk to Steve Rapowski, you can do that as well. So when you think of Kenya, what should I think about? What do I envision in my mind?
So what most folks envision is safari, right? The Big Five. And we do safaris. Of course, we have to play tourist when we're over there. Our goal with Bee in Kenya is to show the other side of Kenya, right? The in-depth, the culture, the people, they have so little, but yet they have so much and they give so much. I mean, we're family when we go over there now. I mean, it's some of the tribal chiefs are excited for us to come over because of what we bring to them in terms of resources. You know, we're one of those, we're not there to change the way they do things. We're there to help promote and give them ideas of sustainability. So one of the examples is there's a farm over there that we're working with. A professor bought it. It's 100 acres. He's going to use it as a teaching farm for farming and beekeeping and things along those lines. And they don't have a lot of the resources we have, especially monetary resources. So they have to use what they have. So in terms of beekeeping, we have those nice square boxes here. They're called Langstroth hives. They're standard. They're easy to get. Over there, wood is at a premium. You cannot get wood. A lot of that wood, the trees have been destroyed to be used for charcoal over the last centuries. So over there, their traditional method is to keep bees in log hives. So our goal there is not to say, hey, you need to switch hives, but let's work with you and give you resources and teach you the ways of beekeeping in a log hive so that they can create more honey, so they could sell, make more money, which then provides the opportunity for kids to go to school and get an education and things like that. So our goal is to kind of bring out the background of Kenya, the Kenya that's not in the news every day and that's not just known for their safaris and their runners that go up Mount Kenya.
So the women are also very key as far as what you're doing with Bee in Kenya. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, women, you know, that's what you asked about, right? The women, yeah. I mean, they're very engaged. We have a lot of educators on our end, teachers. And, of course, in the culture of Kenya, the women have a limited access to certain things, right? They're not known to be out in the workforce. They're typically the farmers.
You're they go
out
to change that.
Yeah. So we're not, and it's not that we're changing it, so to speak, but we're giving them the power to go out and do more, right? So culturally, women were not allowed to climb trees. So they were never beekeepers because the bees were always kept high in the trees. Now that we're giving them different ways of doing bees at ground level, we have a lot more women getting into beekeeping, which they're also the stay-at-home. The men are the shepherds, especially in the Maasai world. They're out doing the shepherding. The women now could be at home taking care of kids, working the bees, etc. And of course, there's so many different cultures in Kenya. Maasai is just one of them and the most popular, but it goes across all the different tribes in Kenya in different ways, and we're working with many of them to just give them the power and the materials to be better.
All right. Bee in Kenya, as in BEE. Much more to come. We'll talk about the organization, what they're doing with schools, with water, helping them cultivate a craft, a trade, and beekeeping being a very sustainable thing as far as their village is concerned and what they're doing in Kenya. Very interesting stuff today. Steve Rapaski is here, Meadow Sweet Apiaries and Bee Control. You can reach them at 412-765-0335. If you have a question, you're a beekeeper, you're dealing with bees, you can get it answered right now at 866-391-1020. Rob Taylor coming up next for that news. Steve Rapaski today for Doug Oster on The Organic Gardener on KDKA.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Rapaski, B Control, 412-765-0335 in Meadows Suite Apiaries. Is that farm market open up again in Swickley?
It is. Every Saturday, 9 to 1.
I love Swickley.
The best farmer's market in the area.
I hear nothing but rave reviews. All right, 10th caller right now wins a $25 gift certificate to the Janoski Farm out in Clinton, 412-922-1020. Doug is off. He's in jolly old England, back with us next week. Steve is here talking about Bee in Kenya, soon to become a 501c, a labor of love, getting ready to head back to Kenya later this year. That's BEE in Kenya. Mission is to partner with socially conscious organizations and schools in Kenya to promote appreciation, understanding, and knowledge of natural and Argo ecosystems. They will focus their efforts on bees and beekeeping, highlighting their ecological importance and potential for sustainable income generation. So it really is the best of both worlds for you guys, Bee in Kenya.
Absolutely. I mean, it took us 5 years to get here, amazingly enough. And every year we talked more and more about it. And we finally had a group this year that just all the right people in the right places, and we decided to really make a thing of this. Because before, you know, a lot of the money that we gave to these, whether it's an individual or a group, was out of pocket. You know, we weren't taking financial contributions, so to speak. I mean, it was out of our own generosity and love for the people and the environment of Kenya itself. And, you know, a lot of it comes back to just what the mission statement says is, you know, sustainable income for generations. And, you know, off the air, you and I were talking about a couple of the folks that we deal with who, you know, the one beekeeper, Mulua, who I've become very close with since day one, 5 years ago, well, longer than that, but in the first trip, he creates those log hives and he uses that income to put his kids through school. And, you know, just a couple hundred dollars puts them through school for couple of years. So just it's the little things. I mean, we take so much for granted here in the United States. We have another woman beekeeper who over the years has learned how to make candles through us, and we bought her molds that they can't get over there to create those candles. She sells those candles to buy more beekeeping equipment and buy fabric so her sister can make dresses, right? So there's all these different things that tie together. Another farmer that we're working with, we recently purchased a methane digester. So there's hundreds of sheep or dozens of sheep and goats. Where's that manure go? Just lays around. So now with this methane digester, they could actually collect that manure. They put it into a digester. It ferments and breaks down. The methane that's created, they're actually using now to heat. Well, they don't necessarily need heat, but over there, they believe it or not, 60 degrees over there is freezing cold for them.
Absolutely.
They're not adjusted to it.
So it turns into energy.
But it turns into energy. They cook with it. And one of the issues over in Kenya and many parts of Africa where they've harvested trees to create charcoal, which is what they use to cook with. So there's very few trees in many parts of Kenya. So we're taking away now that aspect of things and saying, hey, here's a way you have energy to cook with. Stop cutting down the trees. Let's be more sustainable. When you have more trees, you have a healthier environment. It's better for the bees, you know, because, of course, we are beekeepers and we're focusing on that, you know, showing them how to do what we call seed bombs, taking acacia seeds and spreading them across the environment and protecting those young trees for future generations of not only bees, but the kids and wildlife.
So let me ask you, this is a frustrating thing to me, and maybe it's because of my Depression era parents and my grandparents. What we waste in this country alone when it comes to food and natural resources and water, where people will spend as much as $3 to $4 for a bottle of water. And then you're over there in the bush, starlit night, looking around, listening to nature, thinking, man, we've got to learn a way to balance things on this planet a little bit more if we want to be around.
It's amazing. You're right. We waste a lot. And over there, you know, we talked about the trip in the bush that we hiked, you know, it was five of us that hiked for 3 days, and We laid out under the stars with the baboons on the cliff above us and the lions roaring out in the bush. And they used everything that we munched on everything that nature provides and whatnot. So going back to the water, at the very first trip that we built this water system for this school, prior to that, the villagers used to travel upwards of 5 to 10 miles to come and get water. Now, with the development of that water source, they're only going less than 2 miles, but they're walking every day to get water, and they're carrying big 5-gallon jugs of water. Even the animals that they utilize, or the plants that they utilize, everything gets utilized in that environment, and they're in touch with nature, right? So it's a very moving trip for us. It's a very emotional trip, but do we come back just energized and recharged makes us want to do something more.
See, and the other thing too that I have learned from watching, you know, so many different shows, public television, History Channel, documentaries, even though we look at some of the big five, some of that I had mentioned earlier, kind of a fear factor, to them, it's a part of their homeland too. Those lions have every much of right of being there as they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the villagers were telling us they had a lion come in and kill one of the goats. And we said, well, what do you do? You know, do you kill the lion, do you whatever? And they kind of laughed and said, if it's one goat, that's their gift back to the lion. You know, we're in their area, the lion can have his meal. They said if it starts to be a problem, then they have to take it on themselves. And they literally said, eye for an eye. So if there's so many goats that get killed, I forget what the equation was. He's like, if it's 15 goats, then we go take one lion. So and to us, like, wow, you know, it might seem cruel that you're killing a lion, but that's their real world, right? That's how they have to survive.
But they also, at all times, like you were talking about when your bus broke down and you were walking back and they're telling you to huddle together because of elephants possibly lurking, they are conscious of the world around them 24/7.
Absolutely. It just, again, I go back to that bush trip where every little noise they're aware of, and they know. The honey guide is another perfect example. It was a bird over in Kenya. And it's called the honey guide because it actually can lead the beekeeper to a tree that has bees in it. So over centuries of this mutual relationship between birds and humans, the bird learned that as a human goes in to take honey out of a wild bee tree, they would toss off some of the extra honey to the bird and the bird would eat it. Now, we actually saw it happen where they heard the bird call and the Maasai warrior said, hey, listen. And he started calling back to the bird and the bird came in and he changed his call and communicated with the bird, which seems funny to listen to, but he actually changed his vocal tones. The bird changed their vocal tones and the bird took off and headed towards a bee tree. And our Maasai warrior said, we'll follow him and we'll go straight to a bee tree. And we didn't because we were trying to get home, but he said, yeah, there's a bee tree over there. He says, we'll come back and we'll talk to the bird. And they had just that relationship. It's really
so unique. Meadow Sweet Apiary is available at that Swickley's Farm Market every single week. But what about honey to them? What do they use honey for in Kenya?
Honey is their sweetener. You know, that's their sugar. When we were on that trip, we went to 3 different wild bee trees, which was really neat to see how they pulled honey out. No protection, just a little bit of smoke, a fire right in front of the hive, pulled out comb and ate it right on the spot. They don't take it home with them. To them, that is their treat for being out and living in nature, so to speak. So they pulled out what they needed, ate it on the spot, and that's their sugar. Now, those that have beehives, obviously that's an everyday sweetener for them. They don't use sugar. They don't have all this artificial coloring and flavors and stuff like that. That is their sweetener. And they use it to make special teas. Like when we were hiking, every day they made some different tea that included honey, but it was one for being tired, one for sore muscles, one for
natural
stuff. Unbelievable.
Health-wise, you don't see people that are like obese over there,
no.
High blood pressure, diabetes.
No, and they have, you know, they don't know their birthdays, which is interesting. you know, when we're talking in the villages.
Well, if you live long enough, even in the States, you forget your birthday.
But yeah, but they have a remedy for everything. They eat healthy. I mean, they are healthy. It's just
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's just eye opening.
Listen, here it is, 50 years later, and Kip Keno is still one of my all-time favorites. And I'll never forget that story and the beauty of him running with that in the background. And literally with no shoes. And when then they went to the Olympics on the asphalt, the concrete, they did the same thing. Do they have the Maasai rituals growing up, even though obviously the purpose isn't the same? Do they still follow some of those things that have been around for generations?
To a T. To a T. Some of the Maasai warriors actually do have modern jobs. One guy we talked to, he said he was a banker. Another one did something else. And a lot of them say, you know what, we did it because we needed the money to sustain. But many of them come back to their roots and become shepherds and farmers. And they still, you know, what you see in National Geographic is what you get. I mean, they are not dressing up for tourists and show and tell. They are living the
What's
life.
What's their housing like?
Their housing are mud huts.
Still.
For the Maasai. Yeah. Now there's, you know, 40 some different tribes in Kenya, but the Maasai are still mud huts. They, you know, mud, manure. They, we walked into one last trip, not this previous one, two trips ago. They have a fire inside the hut. It's completely dark. They have one little window that's literally 6 inches in diameter, hot as Hades in there. And they were cooking a bean soup for us to eat, smoky. I mean, it's just, we came out tears. I mean, it's, they're living, that's how they live, and it's just truly amazing that it's,
You need to get a camera crew with you. All right, we'll take a break, check some sports, come back, wrap it up with Steve Rapaski. Always interesting stuff. What a journey in life, but if you're dealing with those bees and hornets and wasps and all the things that just drive you crazy this time of year, Bee Control is where you can reach him, the professionals at Bee Control, 412-765-0335, 412-765-0335, and the sweetness of Meadow Sweet Apiary is available at that Swickley Farmer's Market, and he can get you some of that too. So stay with us. Much more to come on Katie Ken. Just a couple of moments. The organic gardener, Doug, on vacation. All right. So I am fascinated about Kenya and bee in Kenya, BEE, getting that 501c very soon. And I may even bring Steve back on my show once he gets back from Kenya in the evening, just to kind of get you caught up on what's going on over there, because it is an amazing story for sure. And I want to hear more about it. But we're going to talk about now what he is special at, and that's Bee Control, as far as helping people dealing with all of those things that we deal with this time of year, especially when the weather warms up. So what do we need to be looking for, Steve?
Yeah, so right now we're in our prevention season. You know, a lot of people are getting antsy because they're seeing insects flying around. They might get one or two inside the house, and that's all normal. I mean, it's being in nature, so to speak. What we want to watch out for here, starting about the middle, later part of June, is when people should start to be very vigilant about the nesting that's going to start occurring at that time. So when you're mowing your grass, watch for those insects that might be coming out of the ground. You know, the nest that's on the eave of your house that's slowly growing that you didn't notice now because it's not there, but in another 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to start to see these nests pop up. So we encourage people when they're out and about doing yard work, you know, look up, look around, be observant, pay attention to activity that's coming in and out. You know, even though we're in the city, we're still in nature, and there's going to be always an insect flying around. I had a customer call the other day that was concerned because there was a couple of wasps that flew past her when they were on the deck eating dinner. And that's, you know, not to say that it's insignificant, but certainly if it happens every night and it's just consistent, then yeah, there's something going on there. But, you know, they can give us a call. We are tied up pretty heavily right now with preventative services, but here another 4 weeks or so, we will enter what we call our emergency season with dealing with nest removals and whatnot, because that's when they start nesting. So, you know, watch your yard as you're mowing grass come July, when you're cleaning up those leaf piles in your garden and whatnot. We're ending that time that you want to be vigilant for nesting, because when you have nesting, you have increased in population. When you have increased population, you have increased risk of being stung.
All right, let me give you Steve's number again, 412-765-0335, 412-765-0335. And Meadow Sweet Apiary, Swickley Farm Market, where else?
That's it. That's the top-notch place to be. Swickley Farmers Market, 9 to 1, every Saturday, all the way through the week before Thanksgiving. We're the longest-running farmers market. Starts first week of April. We take off for Easter, and it's every weekend, rain or shine, snow, sleet, hail, you name it, we're there. My wife is usually there because I'm out running around, but some of the greatest vendors. You can get your fresh beef, your fresh pork, your chicken, eggs.
Where's this at in Swickley?
St. James, the church.
Oh, parking
yeah,
lot.
St. James nice. Parking lot. Yeah, you can't miss it right off of Walnut Street. So 65 to Walnut Street, can't miss all the signs. Stop in.
So when Pope Leo makes his trip back to America, maybe he can stop off.
I'll give him a jar of honey for sure.
Hey, the other thing, I just am curious. What like is a delicious, like what's the go-to meal in Kenya? Like you mentioned that bean soup. I bet you that was really good.
Yeah, the bean soup, I'm a meat eater. Plain down.
Yeah, not the place to be.
Not the place to be. But lots of vegetables, okra, beans. Ugali is a popular cultural dish, which is just basically cornstarch, you know, into like a firm rice patty type of thing. That's very good. Just a lot of vegetables, a lot of goat. You know, that's their meat of choice and chicken, but it's a lot of vegetarian meals, which is, again, I'm a meat eater, but boy, they make some good stuff.
Well, here's the other thing, too. There's no air fryers or microwaves, right?
No, it's all cooked from scratch every day. Open fire?
Open fire. Pot, kettle?
Yep. In the villages, it's all just open fire, pot, kettle, and some of the best homemade meals you ever have.
As we used to say in the neighborhood, any hooch, what are they like?
They do. They made, one of the beekeepers made us some stuff. Essentially, it was mead. I forget, they called it honey water. And he made it with fresh honey from his hive. And they mix everything, the comb, even a couple bees thrown in there, I think. I think I got a stinger in my tooth. But you take a sip of that, you'll be walking in circles for a while.
I don't know. They probably get so excited to see you, though, because you're doing so much good for them.
Yeah, and it's not, yes, it's because of that, but it's also, as I mentioned off there, the friends that we've made, it's family over there. I mean, we come and it's, hey, you know, stay with us, and they offer everything to us.
Do you think if they ever came and spent like a month with us, that they would be able to understand why we complain so
much? We actually have one of them coming in June to spend a month, and he's one of the professors, so... it just baffles them. You know, we show them pictures of snow and they lose their mind. Like, how can you survive in that? We had one woman asked us how the babies survive in the snow, because they don't have snow over there.
All right. It's always good seeing you.
Likewise.
All right. Stay with us. Don't forget 412-765-0335. 412-765-0335. All right. News coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.